Crosby Clooney, number 15, for broadcast Friday, March 18th, 1960.
Hello, everybody. Well, now, Rosemary, here we are. About to launch out on another stroll through Songland, huh?
Stroll through Songland. How poetic you are.
Yes, I'm very Algernon Swinburne. Stroll through Songland. Well, today's stroll through Songland is with Fells and Company and General Electric Light Bulb.
Fells and GE and you and me.
Say, you're pretty poetic yourself.
I know. Someone better stroll through a song, shouldn't someone?
Yes, we're running out of time. We may get the hook here.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you think bad love is a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for her, goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
Of boys, didn't you?
Did I? I had four brothers and I had four boys, so most of my life I've been surrounded by male Crosbys. Why do you ask?
Well, I just feel that families with boys have a much bigger laundry problem than families with girls. Boys get so much dirtier. All that rolling in the dirt and sliding into first. It's a wonder mothers ever get their clothes really clean.
Ah, but you forget Instant Fells Naphtha.
I never forget Instant Fells Naphtha. That's what I was going to say. Instant Fells Naphtha is the saving grace for mothers with boys, or anybody who washes clothes.
You're so right. All you need for the cleanest wash in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and Instant Fells Naphtha.
You judge a wash by a simple rule of three. Is it clean? Is it fresh? Is it soft?
That kind of clean laundry begins with Instant Fells Naphtha.
It's pure and penetrating. Washes out every bit of dirt every single time. No tattletale gray is left to dull your laundry.
For everything in your family wash, depend on pure Instant Fells Naphtha.
Put Instant Fells Naphtha on your shopping list today.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products. Instant Fells Naphtha for laundry.
Gentle Fells for dishes.
Guy Mitchell has a big record out on this song, Heartaches by the Numbers, and I'd like to take a swing at it, too, if Guy don't mind. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. And heartache number two was when you came back again. You came back but never meant to stay. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Heartache number three was when you called me and said that you were coming back to stay. With hopeful heart I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Boy, have I got news for the girls today.
How nice, Ken, how nice. Happy tidings for the ladies listening. That's our tocsin, more or less, every day, isn't it?
Well, if the girls already don't know, this will really splash their day with sunshine.
Oh, they'll love it. Now then, what's the good word?
Well, if a lady has a grouchy husband, she can now transform him into a living doll in just seconds.
You're not pushing hypnotism, are you?
Oh, not hypnotism.
No?
And for the girls in the office, if they have a boss that's a tyrant, a mean-tempered ogre, mm-hmm. he can be changed into a sweet-tempered, lovable darling, just like that.
Well, now, wait a minute. How do you propose to dump so much charm into the home in the office, Ken? How are you going to do this?
With a new pill.
They got a pill to cure grouchiness?
They sure have.
Oh, man.
And not only that, you give one of these pills to a tiger and he's going to lick your hand.
He ain't going to lick my hand.
No, there's no danger, you see, Big. Not with this pill. You know how mean a dingo dog can be, don't you?
That's that Australian dingo.
That's the one.
They are the wildest.
This pill makes a dingo dog as affectionate as a French poodle.
Well, I suppose if this medicine can placate a dingo dog, it should calm down the average husband, then.
You just can't imagine how sweet and relaxed us fellows are going to be.
Oh, I know how the girls will enjoy slipping these pills to us in their cocktails or our coffee, in our Ovaltine, our tea, huh?
I'd like to slip one to a tiger.
Why?
Well, I'd just like to have a tiger lick my hand, just once.
That might be enough. If I were you, I'd break it in on a house cat, though, Ken, or kitten.
Work my way up.
Cat's tongue's pretty rough, you know.
Yeah, I guess a tiger's tongue might be too much. But to live dangerously, I always
say... Well, if you're going to pursue that course, just don't forget, give old Tiger the pill.
Yeah, I don't know, Bing. I may drop the whole project.
Weakening, huh?
However, shall we all join in the chorus of Tiger Rag now?
Might be appropriate. And perhaps something in this vein. That might fill the bill, too.
I'm a sentimental sap that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You done cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbows from my ears. I suffer something awful each time you go, but I'm much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours,
'cause you took advantage of me.
Something awful each time you go, much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors, call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. Oh yes, you took advantage of me.
Okay, I'll play too. What's the gag?
Well, we were just thinking about the big O. You know, Oscars. Academy Award night's rolling around, you know, any minute, pretty quick, any day.
Bing won an Oscar, Ken, in 1944. Remember Going My Way?
Mm-hmm, da-da-da-da. Going My Way, ah, yes.
Sure, I remember. Day. That puts you right alongside one of our sponsors, Bing.
How's that?
General Electric. They won an Oscar last April for a special improved 10,000-watt studio light that helped Hollywood make even better movies.
That's not all GE got for that light bulb. I understand they get $98 a piece for those bulbs.
$98? That's more than I got for making the movie.
That's right. $98. And the studio people figure the bulb's well worth it. They don't have to replace them so often.
$98.
As a matter of fact, the research that went into that special GE studio lamp is typical of the research that makes all General Electric bulbs your best buy. They give you the kind of light you need with the least amount of trouble.
Didn't you tell me that General Electric comes up with a new light bulb every other working day?
That's right. Everybody can't use all of these improvements. A lot of them are industrial bulbs, just as special as the 10,000 watt. But some of them you use every day. Now, take the coil filament that gives you more light for your money, for instance. A GE development. And it was GE that introduced the fluorescent in America. Then there's the popular white bulb that GE calls soft white. That's another GE first. As a matter of fact, the GE scientist who developed the white bulb was the man who developed the regular inside frosted bulb some 24 years before.
$98. Well, I'll take a 4-bulb pack of GE 100-watt soft white bulbs, thanks, for just $1.16. How about you, ladies?
Shall we have some music now, Rosemary?
That's what I'm here for, Ken. My song is the morning music of Montmartre from O Captain.
Well, I always enjoy a visit to Montmartre, even in the morning.
It jumps all the time, they say.
Of Montmartre creates a certain feeling, and Sunday morning in Montmartre is when it's most appealing. The concierge with sleepy eyes starts her daily chore. The florist gets his day's supplies and opens up his store. The church bells play a rondelay. The city rhythm starts, and every note's a sweet sound, small side street sound. This is the morning music of Montmartre. Thank you. The children start their morning play. The sun is warm and mellow. The lark is in the key of A. The dove is playing cello. Bonjour, monsieur, madame, mademoiselle. Cheerful voices blend. That's music from the small hotel as friend is greeting friend. The cycle bells that gaily ring are proud to play their part. This is the day we rest up and get dressed up, sharing the morning music of Montmartre.
Big album. Lots of wonderful folk songs, western songs, all sorts of sentimental songs, novelty numbers and whatnot. We'd like to do one right now called Crossing the Plains. You ready, Rosie?
Sure. Got the mules hitched and everything.
Come all you Californians, I pray open wide your ears.
If you are going across the plains with stubborn mules or steers,
remember beans before you start, likewise bad beef and ham.
Beware of venison, dang the stuff, it softens a ram.
Crossing the plains, crossing the plains, crossing over the plains.
You must buy two revolvers, a bowie, knife, and belt.
Says you, old fella, now stand off, or I will have your pelt.
The greenhorn looks around about, but not a soul can see.
Says he, there's not a man in town, but what's afraid of me?
Crossing the plains, crossing the plains, crossing over the plains.
You shouldn't shave, but cultivate your down and let it grow. So when you do return, we'll be soft and white as snow.
Your lovely Jane will be surprised, your ma'll begin to cook. And the greenhorn to his mother will say, how savage I must look.
Oh, well, now,
crossing the plains, we'll all go crossing the plains, crossing over the plains.
When you arrive at Placerville or Sacramento City,
you've nothing in the world to eat, no money, what a pity.
Now your strapped pants are all wore out, which causes people to laugh.
When they see you gaping round the town like a great big brindle cat.
Come along, we're crossing
the plains. Come along, we're crossing the plains.
Come along, we're crossing over the plains. Come along, come along. Come along, we're crossing the plains.
Come along, we're crossing the plains.
Come along, we're
crossing over the plains.
What a trip.
We made it.
And we didn't even have Ward Bond leading us either. We appear to be running out of time, Rosie.
Then we'll just skedaddle on out of here till Monday.
Righto. Rosie and I will be back here Monday, friends, on this very same station. And a happy weekend to you all.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again on Monday, won't you?